Okay, okay, 101 Radio Krishna. For the youngsters, again, yes, my sons are twenty in a couple of weeks. And are, it seems, a bit the way I was at that age. Of course, that's when you need to make some decisions for the future, education, this and that, job. As I try to emphasize, or how to say, pacify them, by telling that you don't need to figure it all out now, but some things, of course, and the more clear you can get now about what you want to do in life, the better, I guess. But life is also an adventure that does not always turn out the way we planned it. And that's part of the interesting adventure, otherwise it would be boring if everything was just pre-planned. So yes, when I was 20, I got a kind of existential awakening to some extent. And when I was 22, those 2 years, there was that awakening period, you could say. It took 2 years. And then I had a kind of, I could say, entered a new level where I had the fortune, I would say, too, find my path in general, which then proved to be the path that I then followed in life, and I'm happy that I followed in life. Well, There are still some things I want to do while I'm here, if I'm allowed to. But overall, I'm satisfied. And that's what I'm trying to share here too, that what we're talking about here, this path to self-realization, as we sometimes call it, is very much about that. Not just a fine word, but a path we can walk, which then is characterized by self-realization, that we more and more realize ourselves, whatever that means. I know our old guru back then, he started using this word self-actualization or something, I don't know. But something like that. And I would say this is, it's life knowledge, knowledge of life that I and others with me, youngsters, also agree is an important knowledge that we should have learned in school. Wisdom of life, knowledge of how life itself, how to live a happy and satisfied life. All of it. Not by emulating someone else's life, but realizing ourselves. Who are we, can then learn here from the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. By our very nature, happy and satisfied, and this path of life is a fantastic and wonderful and exciting adventure, filled with love and mystery and drama and all of it. And that's what it's all about, Leela, God's pastimes that we are also part of. Isn't it nice? Oh, that's a nice insight.